Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Monday, November 10th. I'm Megan Lynch. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin voted for reopening the government. He crossed party lines along with seven other senators. CNN asked Durbin if a separate ACA vote wouldn't be viewed as capitulation.
We need to understand how the Senate works. We have brought this issue as a major national issue from zero to a major factor, I think, in the last election.
Durbin says critics need to understand how the Senate works.
That's the funny thing about cities that are failing. You never really have one thing that ends up being, this is it, it's over, there's nothing left.
But is downtown St. Louis truly that desperate as major corporation Peabody Energy decides to pull up stakes and move its headquarters to West County? KMOX's Michael Calhoun asks a longtime former city leader.
Jeff Rainford was chief of staff to the longest serving mayor, Francis Slay, and says it is time to make big attention grabbing moves to shore up a feeling of safety downtown.
And I don't think half measures and a little dink here and a little dink there and a little dunk there is going to work. I think they're going to have to do something big.
He's talking about further state intervention, hiring of more officers, perhaps a permanent highway patrol troop in the city. Ultimately, whatever's done, he says it can't be for show. KMOX asked if the detente between the city and county on poaching large companies has now been broken.
I'd be really surprised if St. Louis County was behind this. My guess is that Edward Jones was behind this and they had some empty space that they badly needed to fill.
But Rainford notes that a leading candidate for county executive, Brian Williams, is saying that if downtown sinks, so does the region. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A longtime alderwoman in St. Louis taking heat for comments she made Friday.
At Friday's Board of Aldermen meeting, 12th Ward Representative Sharon Tyus said this.
The people who are creating the most terror are the Palestinians who run the gas stations and are having shootings and killings. So it's hard.
Reaction came from fellow aldermen and others like attorney Jay Kanzler. He represents dozens of Arab business owners. He tells Fox 2 it's a diverse community that cares.
They have invested money. They have opened restaurants and gas stations and beauty supply stores and auto stores.
A nonprofit group called Breaking Generational Poverty has been working with gas station owners to reduce violence. Board member Bryson Banks says Tyus's words were divisive and irresponsible.
Her comments were based on something. However, it is a gross negligence of responsibility to make such broad claims.
The St. Louis police issued a statement saying they don't have the data to support Tyus's claim, but they are working with all community members to build a safer St. Louis. Scott Jagal, KMOX News.
St. Louis has created a city food insecurity fund to help residents impacted by federal SNAP cuts.
This is Stuart McMillan. The fund, administered by United Way of Greater St. Louis, will dedicate donations to emergency assistance. It was created in partnership with the St. Louis Area Food Bank and Operation Food Search. Numbers from St. Louis City Mayor Kara Spencer indicate that one in five residents in St. Louis rely on SNAP. The mayor is afraid these cuts will add another challenge for residents still rebuilding after the May 16th tornado.
The deadly boar's head listeria outbreak cost Schnucks more than $1.5 million. Now Schnucks insurance companies are suing Boar's Head, according to the Post-Dispatch, claiming Boar's Head breached its contract by failing to supply sellable meats and then refusing to reimburse Schnucks. The deli meat recall forced Schnucks to pull meats and cheeses and shut down deli counters up to 2 weeks in some locations. A High Ridge couple sued the grocery Hampshire after becoming extremely ill from contaminated liverwurst. A new St. Charles County subdivision on pause while a traffic study is done. Trailside Farms on North Highway N near O'Fallon and Wentzville would be a 470-home subdivision on 255 acres. That's smaller than another plan on that land that was approved in 2010, 520 homes, but was dropped because of the economy then. From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, Dobbs Tire and Auto continues to grow. The chain, based in High Ridge, has opened new locations and made several acquisitions, bringing the number of Dobbs locations to 130 in 8 states. Dobbs acquired automotive chains based in Longview, Texas, Cleveland, Ohio, and Columbia, Missouri. New locations are also opening in Warrenton, Arnold, and Highland, Illinois. That's according to the Business Journal. Dobbs Tire and Auto has more than 1,200 employees and generated $160 million in revenue in fiscal 2023.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.